Blog Talk Radio. friend by the name of Bishop William Murphy. He says you gotta make your body language prophesy. I'm stealing that for the night, Bishop. When you say breakthrough, I need you to break out of the stuff that you're in. And I need you to break for it.
I am just one breath.
Hallelujah. We want to welcome each and every one of y'all tonight. Hallelujah to the anointed truth of Christ, uncensored. Hallelujah. And as the song just said, anything can happen in here. Praise God. Why can anything happen in here? Because the presence of the Lord is here on tonight. The presence of the Lord is on the line tonight. Praise God. Well, how do you know that, Elder? Because the Word of God tells me. The Word of God tells me that when two or more come together in His name, it didn't say, hallelujah, it needed 100 people to call in to the phone line. It didn't say it needed 10 people to call in. Hallelujah. He said if just two or more gather together in His name, He will be in the midst. He will be in the middle. And if you believe it on tonight, praise God. Hallelujah. If you believe it on tonight, if you believe that the Spirit of the Lord is on the line on tonight, anything can happen. Hallelujah. You're listening to this on Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to this, hallelujah, amen, on your cell phone right now. Praise God. Wherever you are right now, anything can happen in here. And when I say anything, I do mean anything. Praise God. Wherever the Spirit of God is, miracles take place. Hallelujah. Watch this. Wherever Jesus was, praise God, wherever Jesus was, there was a miracle taking place. Praise God. The Bible says there were so many miracles that they couldn't even document them all. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why? Because anything can happen in the presence of the living God. Hallelujah. And he said, all he's going to do is just take two of you. Praise God. All I want is two of you to come together. He didn't say you had to be in the same room. Through the miracle of modern day technology, I can be over there in California with you. You over here in Texas with me. I'm over there in New York with them. Hallelujah. We overseas in Uganda. Hallelujah. We overseas, praise God, in Rome, in Italy, in France. We worldwide, hallelujah, all connecting together in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise God. And the wonderful thing about, we don't have to connect physically to connect with Jesus. Yeah, hallelujah. I'm going somewhere with this. You don't have to connect physically, praise God, to connect with Jesus. Praise God, hallelujah, because being connected with Jesus ain't a physical thing. Hold up. Praise God, hallelujah. Being connected with the Lord, it ain't a physical thing. It's a spiritual thing. Praise God, hallelujah. So you can be way over there, and I can be way over here, and she can be in that room over there, and I can be in this room over here, but it's like we're all together, all on one accord, because we are not connected in the physical. We are connected in the spiritual, and when we learn, hallelujah, praise God, to put back these differences, the things that we feel about one another in the flesh, hallelujah, the way I don't like the way she looks at me, praise God, the way I don't like the thing they said about me, praise God, hallelujah, the way I feel that I'm inadequate to perform this task, hallelujah, praise God, the way that I feel that mankind is trying to use mankind, everybody just wants to get ahead, but if we can get a pass out, all of these emotional differences, praise God, and we can connect with one another together on a spiritual level. Oh, hallelujah. 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 See, that's why the enemy wanted you to eat the fruit when we were in the garden, because once we ate the fruit, our eyes was open, and then we was able to see things from a fleshly level instead of from a spiritual level. And ever since I've been able to look at myself and see how I look and how my nose looks funny and how my eyebrows don't match and how my hair ain't long like hers and I ain't handsome like him and I'm not tall like them and I'm not cute like her over there. Ever since my eyes was open. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. Ever since that happened, praise God, amen, I've been looking at everything the wrong way. Hallelujah. See, there's a way that seems right to man. Hallelujah. That's wrong to God. Because my eyes was open. Hallelujah. I was able to see things like I was God. Remember after they ate the fruit, that God had a conversation. This is when we look at God and we get to see him in the third, from the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, because he had a conversation with himself. He said, man has eaten of the fruit of the garden that we told him not to eat of. He's having a conversation with himself, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. God is talking to himself, and God says, hallelujah. Now, man is just like a, now they get to think like we think, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. They done stepped into a realm they were never meant to step into. Praise God, hallelujah. They have achieved knowledge they were never meant to achieve. Praise God. They cannot exist in the garden. Praise God. And ever since that day, we've been trying to strive to get back to where we used to be. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. We just want to thank God. Hallelujah for everybody who has called in on tonight, everybody who has tuned in. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ Uncensored. I am your host tonight. I am Elder Andre Prevost, and it is truly a blessing to be in the house of the Lord. When I say it's the house of the Lord, wherever the presence of God is, it's his house. That's why he told Moses, take off your shoes. Hallelujah. You in my house. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why he said, take off your shoes. Praise God. Hallelujah. You in my house. Praise God. So we truly thank God for to be in the house of the Lord on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every one of you on the line, each and every person who has called in and tuned in tonight. Hallelujah. It is just a wonderful time. We just come tonight to have a wonderful time in the Lord on tonight. Praise God. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you who are listening to the recording on tonight. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We just want to move forward with our service on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And tonight, amen. Praise God. Our first lady herself, she will be coming. Hallelujah. She has a word from God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We thank God. Hallelujah for First Lady Aisha Prevost on tonight. Amen. She will be coming later on in this service with a message from God later on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Right now, amen. Right now, praise God, hallelujah, we will be, hallelujah, playing a song tonight, amen, Erica Campbell, I love God, hallelujah, praise God. This is one half of the group, amen, praise God, Mary, Erica Campbell with the song, I love God, hallelujah, on tonight.
Yeah, I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you? I don't think that I could live no other way. Truth be told, I'm living now on an A. Not to see them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, He gives them to me every day. I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, 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 love him.
You ain't got the money moving by yourself, and you know you did it with a lot of air. You know it's only one, it ain't nobody else. You got me talking strong and I ain't rich, I'm talking well. See, I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. See, I done been forgiving, now I'm living. And when I say I love, I mean it. Cause none of this be nothing if he come in a mess. I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him.
Wanted you to fall. You were left, but I do. I do. You could have lost it all. You remember, I do.
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him.
Back. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ, Uncensored. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We are live on tonight, and we just thank God for each and every one of you who are out there listening on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. And if you are, I hope you're called in to hear a word, hallelujah, from the Lord on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the word of God is coming from, praise God, none other than our very own First Lady Aisha Prevost on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to, before we go into the word of God on tonight, hallelujah. Amen. Well, I'm just going to read y'all, hallelujah, our short bio that's right, should be right on your screen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But for those of you that don't have the luxury of being able to look at your screen, praise God, hallelujah, as you listen to us on tonight. It says, the number one prayer line in the world, the Anointed Truth of Christ, worldwide ministry, founded by pastors, Elder and First Lady Prevost, has gone global. This controversial gospel show is known for serving the word of God straight up and uncut. They took the name Uncensored to best describe their not sugarcoating, not watered-down style of preaching. Elder Andre Prevost, Senior and First Lady Aisha Prevost have no filter when it comes to the gospel. Along with Bishop Mac Page and Bishop Andre Alexis, pastors of Care Church Incorporated, located at 2501 Centennial Drive, Arlington, Texas, they have taken the word of God worldwide with Care Radio Network. This controversial gospel show is number one for one reason: they don't hold back. Praise God. If you can't handle the truth, hallelujah, this is not the show for you. If you want to sow a seed into the ministry or send a love offering, our link is paypal.me/theanointedtruth, or send text or money order to Care Church INC, P.O. Box 183483, Arlington, Texas, 76096. The number one, praise God, hallelujah, amen. Then it would just repeat over and over and over. Praise God. Well, we thank God on tonight for each and every one of you who have called in, each and every one of you who have tuned in on tonight. And we truly thank God for our speaker on tonight. Praise God. None other than our very own First Lady, amen. Praise God, Aisha Prevost, woman of God. Praise God. You ready on tonight? Amen. Amen. Praise God. It is in your hands.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, Lord, we thank you on tonight. Lord, we thank you for the word that we're about to receive on tonight, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the strength that you have provided to us throughout the day, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the constant, the healing, the constant understanding that you give us each and every day, God. Lord, we thank you just for leading us and guiding us in your way, oh God. Right now, God, I just ask you to just lead us and guide us tonight. Help us sit down as you come forth and give a word that you meant for us to receive, oh God. Help us open up our minds and our hearts to receive what you would have on us for us tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, in all these things that your will be done. Right now, I rebuke the enemy right now. I rebuke him right now in the name of Jesus. Any plots of the plans of the signs of the enemy, I rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, I just ask you to let your spirit hover this line like never before. Rebuking any distractions that might try to hinder your people from even coming to the line and getting the word that you meant for them to receive. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, let your will be done. In Jesus' name, I do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen, amen, amen. So, the Lord just gave me this word about 10 minutes ago. Amen, hallelujah. And, We coming out of the book of Exodus, and we coming out of chapter 3. I'm starting at verse 1, and it reads, now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert, and came to the mountain of God, even to Hebron. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. He looked, and behold, the bush burnt with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight while the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see God, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. Amen. Hallelujah. And going on to verse 5. And he said, draw not now hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of their land unto a good land, and a large unto a land flowing with milk and honey. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll skip down to verse 9 and say, now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is to come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my children. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my children of Israel out of Egypt. Amen. Hallelujah. And one version, God tells Moses to go back to his homeland and tell Pharaoh, and give Pharaoh a message. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah. And amen, hallelujah. So the message on today is, God is saying that the message and the answer is in the fire. The answer is in the fire. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. The message is in the fire. Amen, hallelujah. So Moses, we all know Moses, he was once a Hebrew child, but it came a time where Pharaoh had sent out his soldiers out to kill all of the boys of the Hebrew children. You all know the story of Moses. His mother sent him down the river, and Pharaoh's sister, she had seen him in the basket and pulled him up out the water, and she had took care of him all that time. So Moses had been living in his ship in the house of Pharaoh all that time. Amen. Hallelujah. Without Pharaoh even knowing that, his original origin was the origin of a Hebrew child. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. But there became a time that Moses knew, Moses had a passion for the people that Pharaoh had been oppressing. You know, Moses wasn't like Pharaoh, you know, because Hitabashi, again, he was originally a Hebrew child. Amen, hallelujah. So he had a passion in him for the children of Israel. But he didn't understand why, but he had a passion because he himself, he didn't know that he was a Hebrew child at the time. Amen, hallelujah. So it became a time that Moses, you know, Moses had seen the Egyptians, you know, roughing up one of the Hebrew children, and it angered Moses. So Moses went and he killed him. Amen, hallelujah. Somebody had seen him, so he ran. That's how Moses ended up. Moses ended up in Madrid. Shepherding his stepfather's sheep. You know, that's how he ended up when he ended up in Madrid on that side of the mountain, to the point that he seen a bush that was on fire. And there is where God had told him, what he was called, what he was calling him to do. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. Amen, hallelujah. I know nobody can say nothing, but you know, if we're in the church, I'm like, you know, somebody say the message is in the fire, but the message is in the fire, and the message to Moses was to go to Pharaoh. Go back to where you came from. Go back to your hometown. And tell Pharaoh to let my people go. This was God's command to Moses. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And Egypt, where the Israelites was, they was under Pharaoh and they were being oppressed. They had went without food. They wasn't feeding them. They wasn't giving them nothing to drink. They was just totally doing God's people wrong. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And God was coming to deliver, sending Moses, his messenger, to deliver them out of the oppression of Pharaoh. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And tonight, you know, the Lord gave me a message. He wants us to know that he has sent a messenger to deliver you from the oppressor. Amen. Hallelujah. We're not going to look at the flesh on tonight. We're not going to look at several words at that time. He was a physical being. He was like us. He had flesh. He had blood running through his veins just like us. Amen. Hallelujah. But tonight, Pharaoh is going to represent the enemy on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And Moses is going to represent Jesus on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. God has sent Jesus to deliver his people from the oppression of the enemy on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God wants us to go back to that place. Go back to that place where all the oppression started, where all the pain started, where all that anger rose up at. Amen. Hallelujah. He wants us to go back to that place
where it all started. Go back to the root of that place where it all started. And I said, if you can get to that place to where it all started, I will be sure to deliver you from the hands of the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. God has the power to deliver you, and he will deliver you from the enemy on tonight. If you can just get back to that place where it all began. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Don't let the status of Pharaoh, whatever call you to fear of going back to that place. Don't let don't let what people got to say keep you from going back to that place where all the pain, all the hurt, all the anger rose up at. Don't let those people keep you from being healed on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. God has sent his word to deliver you. Amen. Hallelujah. If you just trust him, he can deliver you from the oppressor. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. All by his word, just by a word from God, can deliver you right now from that pain, from that hurt, from that family issue, whatever issue it is, that sexual immorality issue. Amen. God can heal you right now. Amen, hallelujah. If you just trust him, all you need is the word. Take that word back to the place where it all began. Amen, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen, hallelujah. I'm telling you, God will be with you all the way. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. We thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. For First Lady Prevost on tonight. Hallelujah. Take that word back to the place. Hallelujah. Praise God where the pain is. When she said that, I was reminded when Jesus told Mary and Martha, she said, Where you laid him down at? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Where you laid him down at? Hallelujah. Go, take me there. That's where you need. She said, the word, take the word to that place. Praise God. Take the word to that place. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is the word. He said, take me to where you lay him down at. Oh, hallelujah. On tonight. Praise God. We thank God for First Lady and that word on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for each and every person who is on the line tonight, everybody who is tuned in, everybody who dialed in on tonight. Hallelujah. On tonight, we just thank God for you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. On tonight. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we're going to praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Go ahead and just, what time is it? 10:10. Praise God. Hallelujah. We just going to make it a short show tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We've had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. And we thank God for the word on tonight. Hallelujah. We want to just ask everybody have a blessed night. Glory to God. We're going to go ahead and pray our way quick. Praise God. Hallelujah. First Lady, you want to pray out tonight?
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for that word on tonight. Oh God, she is taking the word back to the place that we have given up. Oh God, we thank you for that on tonight, God. Continue to lead us and guide us and mold us and shape us into the person that you meant for us to be, God. Continue to heal us in the places that we were hurt, we were oppressed. Amen. Hallelujah. Continue to strengthen us in you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Cover everyone that's listening right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Cover their mind and saturate their hearts. According to your will, oh God. I rebuke any plots of the plans and assignments of the enemy over their life, anything that's causing a hindrance over their life, I rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, send people to encourage them on the way, oh God. In all these things, God, let your will be done. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Praise God. And I just pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. God with God. And we'll see y'all next time on the Anointing Truth of Christ Uncensored. Praise the Lord on tonight. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Don't forget to say your prayers. Y'all thought I forgot. Actually, I did. Praise God. Don't forget to say y'all prayers. Praise God. And just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. We'll see y'all next time on the Anointed Truth of Christ Uncensored.
Nobody.
Yeah.
We all get caught in our own sins.
We do.
Nobody, nobody. Sometimes I have to remind myself that on my worst day,
what's that?
I live like somebody on their greatest. Don't let your demons take you to hell.
Gangsta.
Introduce them to heaven.
Choices turned to decisions, and we were told to do the right thing, and we didn't listen. Ask God's forgiveness 9 times out of 10. Give us a second chance, we go and do it again. Me, I fall short every day, and ask God's forgiveness every time I pray. Truth is, I probably need the most help. I'm trying to help y'all when I need help myself. Look, I'm really preaching to the man in the mirror. Every time I read the word, I see things a little clearer. With God on my side, it ain't nothing that I'm fearing. And I ain't even driving, let the Lord do the steering. It's like down, it's starting to look up to me. Men of God, y'all starting to look like frauds to me. You don't like what I'm saying, then sue me. I've been through the fire, ain't nothing that you can do me. I'm like Daniel, I ain't bowing down to nobody. See, I'm trying to serve God, and you trying to serve money. When I switched my style, God said switch it back. He gave me the world and said take control of that. It's my time now, you can't stop it, it was written. I'm trying to lace you boys up, but you keep tripping. You already leaning, but you boys keep sipping. But it don't cost nothing if you boys pay attention and listen.
Yeah,
they do. It's all about choices and decisions.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do. Just to make it through. But the truth is that nobody wanna fail.
Nobody
nobody. Yeah, decisions turn to consequences. It's what happened when we hard-headed and don't listen. You creeping with your boy, girl, and you know you're wrong, old boy. Pop that thing, see your home, now you're gone. You're on the block and it's hot and you're holding weight. You're stunting on them boys, I'm surprised when them boys hate. They drop a dime on you, set you up, get you killed. You need to watch the people that you're breaking bread with. My circle's so small, it's a straight line. Won't set me up, I ain't going down for now, crime. And I ain't riding cross town with you just to make a drop. Had me on the news with you, running from the cops. My mind on lifting Jesus up to the top. Then out the blue, I'm pulling something new off the lot. Hop out of the church house, like what you talking about? It's raining blessings in my life. I'm stacking up for the drop. Death and life, choose life is what he told me. Then he took me to a place on high, and he showed me everything that he had prepared for me. There I am, staring at me, I'm on the TV. And I ain't go to college, and I stayed out of jail. Jesus paid my way to heaven, kept me out of hell. Sold to the highest bidder, see my soul was for sale. Will I reach my destiny? Only time will tell, but yeah. To make it through. Yeah. But nobody. Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live our lives.
Yeah. Consequences lead to repercussions. You reap what you sow, that's the end of discussion. I give it to you raw, I ain't sugarcoating nothing. You was capping on them boys, then they came back stunting. They was packing artillery, you ain't even know. Your boy set you up and y'all been down since 94. Man, the love of money, that's the root to it. And it don't take much, a couple dollars will do it. Watch that, you never know how that's gonna come back. Cause everything you take, somebody gonna wanna take that. Haters get hated on, and they hate it. Catch you inebriated and faded, they being shady. And that's the reason why a lot of people ain't seen me lately. They smile in my face, shake my hand, and they hate me. Man, that's the world they living in. I love y'all, low. I just want y'all to repent your sin. And if I did you wrong, forgive me, let's begin again. Life is too short, and when I die, I wanna make it in. Time is moving fast, we the ones that's moving slow. And when it's your time to go, you won't know till you go. I done done some things that I ain't wanna do, and I ain't proud of what I did. I did what I had to do. Now I don't wanna lose, don't wanna fail, don't wanna die. And the day he calls my name, y'all, I wanna fly like Bob.
Yeah, yeah.